This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But let's head to the phone line to catch up with Mike Giardi of NFL Network. Mike, thanks a lot for coming on today. Let's start with the big story of the day. What do you make of this whole Patriots cheating scandal?
At this point, you know, still kind of waiting to see what the video looks like, as I assume, based on past history, the league is going to feel like they need to be more transparent and show us what the video has on it. But at this point, I have no reason to disbelieve the Patriots story at this point.
One of the former players for the Chiefs, Jeff Allen, made a really good point that when we take in some players' suspensions, we use their prior actions as a reason for their next suspension, like Vontaze Burfict, for example. The Patriots have repeatedly been in the middle of this. Do you think there's a chance that the NFL maybe makes another example of New England?
I would think that they're not going to get off scot-free here. I mean, I would think that you're probably going to look at the bare minimum of a fine. But like I said, as of right now, from what I know and from the information that I've gathered and some of my colleagues have gathered, you know, I don't think it goes beyond that. But, you know, you never know. Something might pop up when you're down at the owners' meetings and some other owner says, oh, no, our PR staff said this, or, you know, whatever. So as of right now, what we know, I'm inclined to think it's just going to be probably a fine and move on.
While we're talking about the Patriots, and as a Chiefs fan, we just saw them a couple of days ago, besides history, what else makes them an actual Super Bowl contender this season?
That's an excellent question. Obviously, a lot of faith in the coaching staff, been there, done that before. You know, they're looking at these, well, two of these next 3 weeks should be layup games. You know, you got Cincinnati and Cincinnati this weekend. Then you're going to finish the season with Miami at home in week 17. Obviously, the week 16 games against the Bills, and who knows, that may be for the division, but I think they've got an opportunity here to look inward a little bit, try to get some of the younger players or newer players, and Mohamed Sanu and N'Keal Harry, more involved in the offense to give teams a little something to think about. I think the bye would be huge for them. I think the bye is huge for anybody, but I think the bye would be huge for them, considering the state that their offense is in. And I guess I look at the defense and say, you know, obviously not the historical defense of the numbers we're showing through the first 8 weeks of the season, but still a really, really good defense. There's a lot of talented players at all three levels, and I think that, you know, last year, to me, they won a Super Bowl not based on Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. They'd won a Super Bowl based on their defense and their running game. So I think they've become a defensive. I think their calling card is now defense and not Tom Brady. So I think there's, you know, some past history with the defense to say in good moments that they could take away players and that they did. But you're right, there's way more questions than answers than we usually have at this point in the season with the Patriots.
Then at this point, I think it's pretty much everybody considers Baltimore to be the best team in the AFC, the best team in the NFL. They've got the best resume. But do you think the gap between them and the Chiefs, or the gap between those two teams and everybody else in the AFC, is bigger?
Just the way they're playing right now, I think that gap is pretty big. But again, you know, there's three more weeks to play. Injuries obviously play a huge part this time of year. They've been relatively healthy. They've gotten guys back. Does that maintain? Does anything happen to Lamar Jackson? Does anything happen to Mark Ingram? I mean, I know that you could say that for every team, but that team, in that particular two players, is a pretty big deal for them. So that's something you have to monitor going forward. I think if the Chiefs' offense gets right, and there were signs at various points during the game on Sunday that it was trending in the right direction, but if, you know, Mahomes' hand is fine and they start clicking, that offense can put up 35 on anybody. And, you know, then you're in a shootout with Baltimore, and that's, I think Mahomes is a spot like that.
Right now we're talking to Mike Giardi with NFL Network and NFL.com. Mike, so yesterday I made a list of the five teams I think can win the Super Bowl. Kansas City, Baltimore, New Orleans, Seattle, and San Francisco. Would you add any team to the list? Would you take any team off of the list?
Yeah, I would still put the Patriots in there just because, like you said, maybe past history, but until they're dead, they're not dead in my mind. I feel like Tennessee's probably playing maybe the second-best football in the NFC right now, but it's Ryan Tannehill. I would assume it's going to be a regression to the mean there, unless he's made some sort of deal with the devil. Yeah, that's probably it. I think that's a pretty good list.
You brought up Tennessee as one of the dangerous teams. So Buffalo's going to make the playoffs as the 5 seed in the AFC. Do you have Tennessee being that 6 seed? Because right now Pittsburgh might be as hot as anyone as well.
I just think that Tennessee is a little bit more of a balanced football team. I know Duck Hodges has given them a lift. The Steelers a lifted quarterback. But just, again, I don't know if that's sustainable. At least with Tannehill, there's 6 years of history. Like, he's not a horrible quarterback. He's just playing at an incredibly high level now. Like I said, I think there'll be some sort of a regression there. But even if he regresses to just being sort of an average guy, still put him ahead of Hodges. Henry is going to, just the attitude that they're playing with, Henry running the football, pounding teams, Brown is making big plays in the passing game. I think they're a little bit more balanced and a little bit more of a complementary team than I think the Steelers are. I think the Steelers are doing it heavily with defense, and I'm not a huge believer that Duck Hodges if they have to make another switch and go back to Rudolph, that that's going to be enough to get it done in the postseason.
Have you had more fun this season? I only ask because being here in Kansas City, we're kind of in a bubble. Have you had more fun this season watching Lamar Jackson and what he does on the football field, what Patrick Mahomes did last year?
Totally different animals, right? I mean, just, been spoiled having been around New England as long as I have to see Brady in some of those ridiculous years, including the 50 touchdown passes in 07, 08. And what Patrick did last year was, obviously, he threw 50 touchdown passes, so he matched that. But he does it in a little bit of a different way because of the arm angles and sometimes the gunslinger mentality. So you certainly respect the hell out of that. But we haven't seen something like Lamar at least do this consistently. I know people compare him to Vic, and honestly, he's a better passer than Vic ever was. I never thought Vic was a very accurate guy, and I think that played out for the full length of his career. Phenomenal athlete, obviously. Won games as quarterback, throwing and passing. Big game I remember in the snow against Green Bay in the playoffs. But I think kind of what Lamar's doing right now is a little bit unique. We've seen it for little pockets, but I don't think we've seen someone like Kaepernick. Had a few years a couple of years there where it was outstanding, and he was running and throwing. But he wasn't the same kind of athlete that Lamar is. Lamar breaks somebody's ankles every single week. It's pretty remarkable to watch. Pretty fun.
And that's Mike Giardi with NFL Network. Really appreciate his time. Appreciate him coming on today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.